and Aaron came in while you were busy.
There we are.
There today.
I don't remember how to mute you.
Service continues on page 355 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Lord, is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And we say together the Gloria on page 356. Glory to God in the highest,
and peace to his people on earth. Glory to God, your heavenly name. Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, who for our redemption gave your only begotten Son to the death of the cross, and by his glorious resurrection delivered us from the power of our enemy, grant us so to die daily to sin, that we may evermore live with him in the joy of his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the reading. A reading from the book of Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wine strength clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people. He will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might come save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The song for this Easter morning is Psalm 118 on Anderson Church. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His mercy endures forever.
But Israel now has mine.
His mercy endures forever.
The Lord is my strength and my song.
And he has promised my salvation.
There is a sound of exultation and victory.
And defense of the rest.
The right hand of the Lord has triumphed.
The The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord is triumphant.
I shall not die, but live.
And declare the works of the Lord.
The Lord has punished me sorely.
But he did not hand me over to death.
Open for me the gates of righteousness.
And when I look into them, I will offer thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord.
He who is righteous may enter.
I will give thanks to you, for you who answered me.
And have you come to my salvation.
The same stone which the builders rejected
has become the chief cornerstone.
This is the Lord's doing.
And it is marvelous in our eyes.
On this day the Lord has acted.
We do.
A lesson from Acts of the Apostles. Peter began to speak to Cornelius and the other Gentiles. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right and acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. We are witnesses to Paul that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness through his name. Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Salome brought a place so they may go and anoint him. And
very early in the morning on the first day of the week, on the Sunday first of May, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll a stone away from us to the tomb?" They looked up, they saw the stone was very large, had already been rolled away. At the end of the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. They said to them, "Do not be alarmed, for you're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised, he is not here. Look, there's a place that they laid him. We go tell the disciples of Peter, he's going ahead of you to Galilee, and there you will see him as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. And all that had been commanded them, they told Jesus to those who were on Peter. After Jesus sent out to them from these two verses, the sacred and precious proclamation of eternal salvation, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Please be seated. 20 years ago and a few weeks, I gave away all my worldly possessions, so that I could test my vocation as an Episcopal Franciscan sister. I gave away my furniture and my books, that was hard, my mother's china, my car, my artwork, my investments. I gave it all away. The night before I left, my parish church held Thanksgiving and sending mass for me, and then about 20 of us went out to dinner afterwards, and there were a lot of stories, and many of them at my expense, and there were a few tears. And then the next morning I got on a plane and headed to San Francisco with my two suitcases, all my worldly possessions. And I gotta tell you, two things occurred to me while I was on the plane. One of them was that I had no keys on my key ring. I didn't have an apartment. I didn't have a car. I didn't have my bike lock. I didn't have a church key. I was stepping out into the unknown with absolutely nothing other than my faith in God. Many of us know that feeling of having to step out, feeling that we don't have what we need to step out in faith, to take that unknown step. When the door closes, we're waiting for the next door to open, or the window to open, or at least a glimpse of sunlight. And over again, we're in that place where we're just waiting and hoping and wondering what comes next. This whole Lenten season, I've invited you to take your backpack and to follow Jesus down the Jordan Valley and up into Jerusalem. And I ask you throughout Lent to consider what you have in your backpack. What can you let go of? What's no longer essential or helpful or needed? What are those things that cause you to stumble? What are those things that are a heavy weight upon your shoulders? What keeps you from having a relationship with Jesus? And so as we carry those heavy backpacks throughout Lent, I invite you to leave the stuff that you left along the journey behind and not pick it up again. But I think this year, more than any other year, we're eager for that Alleluia. We are yearning for that sign that Jesus lives and he's among us. I think of the 2.8 million people worldwide and the 554,000 in the United States who have died from COVID-related diseases. I mourn the second attack this year on the Capitol Police. And we pray for the soul of Billy Evans and pray for his family as they mourn him when he died on Friday under attack. I think of the mass unemployment and the loss of businesses. I think of the chaos at the border and I start saying, has it ever been like this? I find myself still stuck in Palm Sunday and saying, Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David, come and save us. We need your help, we need you now. And yet in the reading from Isaiah today, I hear that hope. I hear that joy. As the Lord speaks through Isaiah and says, I am going to make a rich feast for you with the finest aged wine. And I'm going to pull that shroud from among the people, that heavy weight that is on their shoulders. And I am going to take away death. Death is swallowed up. There are no more tears. And the people say, yes. Yes, we have been waiting. We have been waiting for the Lord to lift this shroud and to bring us salvation. And so we turn to the Gospel of Mark today. Mark is the shortest Easter reading we have, and it's a little bit odd because we don't even get to see Jesus. And this is the end of the Gospel. But today we heard how Mary and Mary Magdalene and Salome went to the tomb carrying spices. And they went there fully expecting to find the body, of course. But when they got there, the stone had been rolled away. And there was a man sitting to their right. And they were afraid. And the man said, he is not here, he has risen. Now go and tell the disciples and Peter to meet him in Galilee. And it says that they fled in terror and amazement. We too know that feeling when we can't find Jesus. That terror and that amazement that yes, he is with us. I think back to Holy Saturday, and I was telling several of you yesterday, on Holy Saturday, I always wonder what happened. Jesus is dead, he's put in the tomb, the stone is rolled. Did he just lay there dead? But then what I know is that we say in the creed, he descended to the dead. And if you're Orthodox, you know the icon of Jesus pulling Adam up with one hand, Eve up with the other. He descended to the dead and he started his work of redemption while still in the tomb. He was in the deepest, darkest place, and yet his redeeming work could not be stopped. And that's the drumbeat I have heard throughout this year, over and over. Even in the deepest, darkest place, Jesus' redeeming work cannot be stopped. So I'm wondering if that's what we can hold on to, that terror and that amazement, that hope and that joy, that wondering when are we going to see him, when is he going to come? And I think back to that empty key ring, where it looked like I had nothing, but I stepped out in faith. And today, of course, my key ring is no longer empty, and with these giant key fobs, they no longer fit anywhere. But what I know is when my key ring was empty, that I was sustained by the love and prayers of my family, my friends, my worshiping community. And what I know to be true, and you know to be true, is today the tomb is empty. He has risen. His redeeming work continues. And maybe for today, that is enough. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord has risen indeed. Alleluia.
I invite you. you to stand as you are able and join in the Nicene Creed found on page 358 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 358. We believe in one God, the Father of the Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Here's the table of today's form script, page 392 of the Red Prayer Book. And peace be great to you, Lord God. For all people in their daily life and work.
For our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone.
For this community, the nation, and the world.
For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friends, the community.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
Of course, our King Bishop and our Bishop and all of the bishops and ministers, especially Father Perry and
for all who serve God and the Church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. Praise for Kimberly J, Jen and John and family, Don, Jim Felt, Ray, Dick, Amanda, and Billy, Bob, Bonnie, Carson, Ann, Laura, Ashlyn, Betty, Jerry, Julie and Ben, Cheryl, Jane, Nicole, Brian, Cheryl, Eliza J, and family, Douglas, Richard, Kathy, Lindsay, Tammy S, John, Mario, Heather, Andy, Jim and Maria, Pam, Colleen, Steve, the food pantry, students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, those in the military, and those who mourn. Katie and crew.
For Mary, for Brett.
For Pam.
Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great and great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life, that he is risen, that we are all here today.
For the fellowship of St. James.
We will adopt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name, O God,
we pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom.
Remember.
For all servile others.
Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
Lord, your help to you.
We pray to you, also, for the forgiveness of our sins. Service continues with Eucharistic Prayer B on page 367 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. All things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right, and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, for he is the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death, he has restored death, and by rising to life again, he has won for us everlasting life. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy,
holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, and the calling of Israel to be your people, and your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. And him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. And him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread,
And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me. Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son and his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country wherewith all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ, our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the peace. Alleluia.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. I invite you to come forward. You'll receive in the center aisle. As you're coming forward, would you please purell your hands, come down the center aisle, and then return to your seats by the side aisles, and then consume the host once you're in your seat. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven.
body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The 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 body of Christ, the bread of heaven.
Post communion prayer is found on page 365 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Please stand. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacraments of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
morning, Mary.
Good morning.
I don't think you can hear me. Can you hear me, Mary? Oh, okay. She's muted. You're muted.
I am muted.
Everybody's gone, so I assume. Do you have to give it back to Lynn?
I gave it back to Lynn already.
Oh, okay.
So she just has to end the meeting.
Yeah, she'll probably end it.
Well, she has to stop the recording.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I didn't want to end it because I couldn't stop the recording. So.
Oh, right.
I don't think I can stop the recording.
I don't know how to do it.
So we're still recording.
Happy Easter. Yep, here she comes.
Thank you so much, Mary. And we'll figure out how to. So, can you make me the host again?
I did.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk. Happy Easter.
Okay. Thanks.